everybody, and welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jess Wellington.
And I'm David C. Smalley.
And what we do here at the Liars Club is we invite one of our comedy pals on, and we ask them to tell two stories. One is the truth, one is a lie. And then we, as a group, try to figure out which story is the lie. Jessica, would you please introduce our guest?
I'd love to. This gentleman is a hilarious comedian. You can see him on his website, mikefromdetroit.com. His TikTok is banging. He's working out all the time. He's going to get bigger any day now. Please welcome Mike Eshek.
Does she mean working out comedy?
Man, she just loves to make me feel like shit. I love it. Thank you. I appreciate it. And this gonna is going to make me... I'm going to go to the gym again today. Again.
I mean, look at his arms. They're buff.
Yeah. I don't think they're buff. I just think I'm short and they kind of look, anything looks big on me. Like even a small dick looks big on me. You know what I mean? Because I'm not that big.
Well, that's a bonus.
Yeah.
Some would think. Anyway, I love, this is the second time you're on the podcast.
Yeah.
And the first time I forgot, we got mad at Mike because he told a story about going to war or something.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And that was the lie.
And that was
We had him around Veterans Day again.
It was Veterans Day.
Yeah, and then again this week, we just had Veterans Day. So we were both veterans, so makes sense.
Yeah, you said we were both?
I mean, we are. We always are.
She's a traitor now.
All right, there you go. There you go.
I'm a communist now.
What do you got shaking? What's going on with you? Or what have you been doing? Like, you know, let's get to know Mike.
Well, I just got back from the road. I was in Philadelphia, Baltimore. I've been working on my Instagram, blew that up. Love all the people that are following me right now. Thank you. Starting to see them popping up at my shows. Other than that, just trying to make it happen.
So what is the secret of making your Instagram pop? What do you do on there? Do you like exercise very slowly in front of the camera with skimpy clothes on? Like, what are you doing? How are
this
you making
like
your Instagram?
Sounds like a great idea. Like, I need content. Like, exercise really slowly? Is that a thing that would turn you on?
She's just trying to let you know what she wants to see.
See from me?
This was an OnlyFans request, I think.
So that's going to take a lot of work to work out that slowly. Maybe I just work out regular and play it in slow motion?
Yeah, right, you could.
I should be sweaty in that though, right?
A little bit. Mm. Yeah, you want to glisten. Yeah,
not too much though.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Felicia. I appreciate that.
You don't want to be dripping. But
No, I just started posting. I just started posting material. That was the thing. Posting material.
Okay, nice, nice.
Because you know how we always like post crowd work and stuff sometimes because we don't want to burn material? As soon as I started burning material, that's when the followers started.
Right. I think that's what we have to do now.
Yep.
It's a great thing, but it's also like double-edged sword because when back in the day, you could have an act that would go for a fucking decade. You know what I mean?
I know.
Because you didn't have to burn your material so quickly.
Yeah.
And I'm going to Bobby Lee my shit. I'm still going to do it.
And the thing is, you can still do it though, but I think like you got to tag it up more.
Yeah.
So you can still do the joke, but you just got to now, when they come there, you got to have like another element to it.
Yes, very true.
Yeah.
Very
true. So since that's different, it's weird.
So I was asking you about yourself because before we started, you're like, God, I don't know what my lie is. So I was trying to give you a little bit of time to come around and figure out what you're going to tell us today.
I hate the way you look at me. This is so...
I was looking at your shirt. I love Public Enemy, but it also looks like that sugar packet.
But it says Public
logo.
Yemeni.
Oh, that's why.
People are from Yemen. I'm Yemeni. So I got a podcast called Public Yemeni Number One.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And in that podcast, I like to try to talk to people about what makes them a public enemy.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay, two stories, bitch.
Fuck,
go for
man.
It.
I ain't come prepared, bro.
You told him what we do, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I did this podcast before.
No, I mean, I told you, but I was talking about the audience.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're telling two stories. One of his stories is a lie.
Yes. So one
We're
of my stories is going to be.
I'll make it easy for you. Just tell the lie first, and then the true one's easier.
You mean like the intro that I did?
Yeah, I didn't remember if you said it or not.
Yeah. All right. So what's your lie?
All right. Well, I survived.
I said, what's your lie?
I survived getting hit by a car.
Well, so far that can't be a lie because you survived. You're here. I'm sure he's been in a car accident.
So are you going to elaborate
on
it?
No, I'm talking about I got hit by a car.
Your body got hit.
Walking down the street.
Oh, where, when, how?
So this was like around high school. And I was like walking down the street and like one of my friends was like revving his car.
Weren't you chunky in high school?
No.
Okay, Jessica. Okay. Jesus.
I was fat as fuck. Chunky is nice. Okay. Chunky is nice. I was.
Really?
I was a fat fuck, man. Real. I was in the Marine Corps. I was, my last name is Eshak. I was a diet recruit in boot camp, and my nickname was Eat Snacks. So instead of Eshak, I was Eat Snacks.
Mike Eat Snacks.
I never knew.
Yeah, that's well, great. Now you know, yeah. I was pretty fat. Like, I would have to roll myself to my car. You know what I mean? I was pretty big. But then I got ripped because of the Marines.
I'm saying that because you're slow, probably. You're walking. You're not very agile as you are now.
I think at that time, I wasn't at my fattest. Like, before I joined the Marines is when I, like, the year after high school is when I really put on all the weight.
Okay.
So at this time, I was... You're probably right. Chunky. I was chunky.
Yeah.
So I was like walking across the street and then he starts revving his fucking car. And I looked at it and we had open campus lunch, right? So everyone can go out of school.
Right.
So now everyone's in front of the school, like waiting for the school bell. And this guy starts revving his car. And I look and I'm like, well, come at me, bro.
Oh, no.
And he peels out and he starts coming at me. And he's maybe going like 25, 30 miles an hour. And as he was getting closer to me, I'm thinking he's going to stop. He's thinking I'm going to get out of the way. And neither of the things happened. And then when it got close enough, I swear to God, the first thing that came to my mind was Marty McFly in Back to the Future. Oh. You remember how he like kicks the skateboard under the car?
Right.
And then he jumps up in the air. It. And then he like runs. That's what I thought I was going to do.
Yeah, right.
I swear to God, that's exactly what... Sans skateboard. Obviously, I didn't have a skateboard, but my idea was I was going to jump up and I was going to be able to run...
Over the car
to save myself.
Well, that's probably good. At least you didn't end up underneath the carriage.
That's another... Right?
Right.
Well, I think it was a good idea to...
To jump up.
Up. Something, right? But then I couldn't jump high enough. And I noticed that the front of the car was going to come... clip me. So then I like picked up my like feet, so I brought my knees up to my chest kind of like a ball in hopes that I would get my feet to clear the hood.
You're having to do this all really fast.
What do you mean?
The thinking process, all of
this, all happened really fast. I'm just giving you the step by step of like, so how you know what happened. And then the front of the car clipped my ankles, tilted me this way, and I went through his windshield. Through his windshield.
What kind of car was this?
A Monte Carlo. This was like an old Monte Carlo like he had. He just bought it, too. It was like a used Monte Carlo. I went through the fucking windshield. I saw the most black, like, in my entire life. And then I rolled off the car, and I ended up on the ground. And then I opened up my eyes, and I was alive, and I didn't have one scratch on me.
Really? Even though you cracked the windshield?
Not one. I'm not one fucking scratch. Not fucking one. Not even nothing, bro.
Have you been watching Everybody Call Saul or whatever?
Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
I have watched that.
Or Everybody Loves Raymond. Maybe it's a mashup.
Everyone loves Saul.
It's a crossover.
Nobody loves Saul.
Raymond and Saul.
That's hilarious.
They work together.
Because they have those kids on there that like get hit by cars as a scam. Hmm. So they like jump into the car and it seems a lot, you know, worse than it is.
Listen, have you heard of quantum immortality?
No.
Quantum immortality is this scientific theory that our consciousness is energy that cannot be destroyed and that it resides in all forms of the multiverse, and that if you die in this universe, your consciousness lives on in another option.
Well, I don't know what the fuck you just said, but maybe David C. Smalley can break it down for us.
It's a hypothesis, not an actual theory, because there's no evidence behind it, but I know what you're talking
about. Yeah, it's a theory, whatever. Yeah.
Bam! He just but, science
but,
like,
but make I mean, it simple. Yeah, make it simple.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
okay, so you think that's what happened with you here, is that the consciousness left your body and like went to a USB drive or something?
What do you I don't know.
Okay.
Dave, all I know is that I hit that windshield. Everything went black. I rolled off the freaking car and I was alive without one fucking scratch. And I remember YL got out of the car screaming at me going, "I'm going to..." First he thought I was dead and he was scared. Then when I like realized I was alive and everyone around the school was around me, I just started laughing, like hysterically laughing because I was so happy to be alive. And then YL goes from that to, I'm going to sue you, you motherfucker, you piece
sue
of shit.
You.
You fucked up my windshield. I did. His whole windshield was caved
the
fuck in.
Yeah, but he hit you.
Yeah.
So okay. What was the outcome of that?
Nothing. I went back to class. And
you didn't sue him?
No.
Your parents didn't sue him? Didn't want to sue him?
No.
What year did you graduate?
This was 1994. This probably happened in 93. Now that I think about it, it happened in 93, a year before I graduated. So actually I wasn't. I was probably pretty ripped around then.
Did you go over the top? You hit the windshield and then you went over the top?
No. I hit the windshield, right? And then I rolled off the hood. I didn't go into the cabin.
Okay.
Because the windshield, because I don't know if you know how windshields are made. They're made with plastic on purpose. They're engineered with plastic so that if any impact happens to the car, the glass and the windshield won't shatter everywhere.
Right. But it's supposed to stay.
Yeah. So basically what happened, I got so fucking lucky that because I balled myself up like this, when the front of the car clipped me, the only thing that hit the windshield was my upper back. And then the windshield caved in. The plastic, like, stopped me from going all the way in. And then when he hit the brakes, it just rolled me off the...
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've all seen action movies.
Monte Carlo's a big-ass hood, so I could see, like, yeah.
Well, here...
I don't know how the hood has anything to do with this,
bro. I have to break in here.
I was ripped.
So you're a chunky guy, right? At that time.
I think I was ripped.
Self-confessed.
Because now that I think about when YL was, he graduated a year before me. That was his graduating year. So this happened in 93. I was a junior.
So now he's changing his story.
Yeah,
and saying
that's what
he's
I
ripped.
Was just thinking.
No. I'm not changing my story. What I'm doing is I'm figuring out like when it happened in time.
Well, I'm going to tell you, if I got hit by a car, I would know if I was at my fattest at the time or not.
Okay. And I was also thinking.
That's the first thing you would think of, right? Yeah. You would roll up that car.
That's honestly like, what
God
I
damn,
thought.
I'm fat.
If I got hit by a car, I would remember almost every detail. And I think it's a big detail if you were hefty or not hefty or whatever the right way to say it is.
I can't remember if I was hefty. I don't think the hefty thing
Here's the problem I have with the fatness versus fitness.
Okay.
Originally, he said he was fat. Because that was the explanation for why he didn't jump as high as he thought he could.
No, I never said that.
Well, yeah, you were like, I was fat, so when I jumped, my feet didn't go as high,
and the hood
clipped my ankle.
That had nothing to do with fat. I never said anything with my that had anything with fat. That had anything to do with I just couldn't clear it.
As I was listening, David, I thought when he was saying that, I was like, if you're some chunky guy, you know your capability of how high you can jump. You know.
I mean, here's what I'm thinking.
I was also known at school for having a very good jumping abilities because even at I'm serious.
Hold up.
I'm gonna say this.
This is the truth.
Oh my God.
Even when I was chunky, bro.
We believe you.
But I'm a chunky monkey right now and I'm 42 and I could jump on my hood.
You're more than chunky.
No problem.
You could jump on the hood of your car right now.
Yes.
Could you jump on what?
Easy.
On what?
On my car.
Could you jump on this table? You could jump on this table right now.
Both feet. Sure, I could.
Do it.
Do it.
I will. You want me to do it?
No.
I'll do it.
Believe you.
We don't believe him.
I can do it.
No, hold on.
Easy.
All right. You know what we're going to do?
Hold on. From a standstill.
Yes.
We're not talking about running.
Right.
It's not like the car came to me. I'm like, I know what to do. And I ran.
I'm talking about standing here and jumping to here.
Could you,
yes.
In the back of the Comedy Store on the wall, could you jump from standing there to the little wall?
One of the little walls, yeah. Maybe not
okay,
the big one.
Okay, we're going to video and we will insert
it. How about if that wall was coming at you at 25 miles an hour, bro?
We're going to get it. Okay.
I already know where I can and cannot do it.
You cannot.
Okay.
I think we're a little bit different.
But you're a girl, bro. That's different.
We're a little bit different. My point is, I think
girls
I could
are,
do
girls
it.
Are weak.
If you were cut and 19 or 17, Like, come on. I think, what, 17, 18?
He wasn't cut, though.
But
we
he said
know.
He was. He changes to being ripped.
All right. Whatever.
There's no way.
Like, I'm gonna
I forgot
you,
to take notes.
Mike's a lot smaller. Okay. I will say he's a lot smaller
than you
think.
Better get on it, David.
I had good jumping abilities.
So maybe he can catch a little more air.
I really did it. Like, at that time, at 5'8", I could grab a 10-foot rim. I could run and jump. I couldn't dunk, but I could grab it. That's a huge...
See, but this is why I have a problem, because you can remember that clearly, but you can't remember if you were chunky or if you were fit. When you the
Listen,
car hit you.
If anything, the problem with me ever being chunky or anything is because I always thought I was ripped in my head. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't until I got to boot camp that I'm like, I'm fat. I'm fat. You know
how,
what I mean?
How much weight did you lose in the Marines?
A lot. Oh, man. I think I came in. When I went to boot camp, I was 215 pounds. But mind you, I'm almost 200 now, but I have muscle. This is no muscle. This is just fucking flab. And I came out of boot camp at like one.
And how tall are you?
45, 150. So I lost like about 50 or 60 pounds in boot camp. In boot camp, I came out.
Yeah, because
shredded.
Imagine my son Cruz. Like they're the same size height wise, right? But he's very thin. So he weighs, I think, 145, 150.
But you also got to think.
But he's ripped. You know what I mean?
We're thinking of a Monte Carlo. A Monte Carlo is probably, man, I would think that
Don't.
I would say any money, the hood of a Monte Carlo, especially there's probably a little bit higher than this.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well,
a little bit higher than this.
You got to get on camera.
I don't know.
So that's maybe. Hip level to you.
You know, and then not only that, listen, you're talking about a car coming at you at 25 miles an hour. I can't tell exactly at what point I decided I was going to go for the jump.
I have now, since you brought that up, I have serious questions, because as you were telling that part of the story, I wanted to ask you, how far away was the car? How far away was the car when he first revved it up and you?
When he first revved it up, I would say he was about a half a block away, like a normal block.
Uh-huh.
He was probably about a half a block. So I was like walking up in the middle of this block, and he was at the stop sign at the other block.
Okay. And then so you just stopped there. Did you guys ever have eye contact as he was coming towards you?
Oh, yeah. No, it was a challenge.
Uh-huh.
It was that's like he was revving his car and he was pointing at me.
That's what I'm saying. You got all these semantics here.
I stood in the middle of the street.
Why?
And I was like, get at me, bro.
Why would he hit you? Why?
Should we call him? I don't know. I haven't talked to this guy in forever.
All right. Wait, afterwards,
Okay.
Why the fuck did you hit me, dude?
No, I was just happy that I didn't die. And that I didn't die and his car looks worse than me. Now everyone's going to think I'm a badass. I was fucking however old. I was in high school. The only thing I could think of is this going to get me pussy?
But what year of high school
right?
do you think?
You think I'm thinking about suing? I was just happy to be alive and that everyone thinks I'm a badass now.
Okay. So
people at school called me the fall guy.
The fall guy?
Yeah.
He keeps coming up with these names. And
I swear to God, that's what they call me. They call me the fall guy. I'm not lying.
I was known as the fall guy.
Hey,
you could jump really high. I
hold
was known as that guy.
Hold on a second. Great jumping abilities.
Great jumping. Yeah.
Fall excellent. Guy. Everyone at the school knew me for my
so
jumping
you were
abilities.
Known as the fall guy, the eat snacks.
No, eat snacks came from boot camp.
That was, okay. that was Marine Corps.
Yeah. That was the Marines.
All right, well, if anybody has any questions, I mean, I think we can move on to the next story.
I'm ready to move on.
Okay, I've been ready 5 minutes ago. Anyway, so...
You had the last question on my, like, just before me.
No, that, yeah, well, ready. Yeah, we're that ready. Finally got to something I did want to ask. But what is your next story?
You look offended. Are you okay?
Are you all right?
Yeah, I don't like this show.
No?
Why?
I don't like this show. I don't feel good doing this. Anytime I do this, I never feel good. I didn't feel good last time. Last time, I felt like shit. Stolen valor. Go fuck yourselves. It sucks. This fucking show sucks.
We hate it, too. We hate it, too.
I hate, like, the look at you guys. Everyone's just, I'll be telling the story, and both of y'all be looking at each other like, yeah.
No, it's totally true. It's totally
how
true.
Do you continue a story? You know what I mean? When you have these people that you kind of respect, except for this
one. Yeah. I don't deserve
see that
it,
with the wide shot, too. We could see Felicia looking at Jeff.
You know what I mean?
This motherfucker's full of shit.
Yeah. And I'm not.
All right, so I think you're tap dancing around the fact that you might not have a second story, or did you figure it out yet?
Do you have it? Did you think of it?
The next story is not as spectacular.
Okay.
So it's true.
Got yeah.
It. I'll just make a note. Second
fuck
story.
You.
True.
Okay.
So, before I joined the Marines, the reason why I ended up joining the Marines is because me and my father got into a fist fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't. People asked me, they're like, oh, thank you for joining the Marines. You know, you joined the Marines. I was like, dude, I joined the Marines because my dad was a fucking piece of shit. Right. And yeah, so I beat the shit out of him. Really bad.
Mm-hmm. And shorter than you?
Jessica.
He's yes, but he also has guts. Really good jumping ability.
Jessica.
My dad was the best high jumper in all of Yemen. He was a camel jumper, actually. That's what they do in Yemen. They jump camels. It's an actual thing. Look it up on Wikipedia.
Well, those camel spiders can jump up high enough to get underneath the belly of a camel. That's pretty, that's jumping.
Okay, I know it's weird. She has a weird...
Why did you bring that up?
I don't know. She likes...
I don't know why, but that sounded racist.
She watches a lot of nature videos.
I was talking about my dad jumping, and you equated him with a camel spider? Wow. Even though I hate the motherfucker, that doesn't mean you can say that.
No, I mean, you're talking about camels. I have experience with camel spiders, so exactly that's what comes to mind, how high they can jump. They're in the same region.
How do you have experience with camel spiders? Is my question. How do you have experience?
It sounded like you were really trying to make sure I'm not racist. The spiders come from the same region. Oh, shit, man.
Can we find out why you have experience with camel spiders?
Just real quick. Here, and they made me don't remember. I was in Iraq, and I was a big pussy, ended up on top of a chair hiding from these camel spiders. Being ignorant, they could have just jumped up and got me at any moment.
But they won't, though, right? They're not, like, aggressive against humans or anything.
Not really,
Most spiders don't want anything to do with you, yeah.
You know, poke them or something.
I hate spiders, man.
Okay, so you beat up your dad.
Okay.
Yeah, really. I'm not proud of this.
God.
I'm really not proud of this. This is, yeah, and pretty bad, too, you know, because my dad, like, it's just like he was, like, really, he was a piece of shit to, like, he was a good father at first, but then he just became this fucking piece of shit. And I didn't mind that he was a piece of shit towards me, but then he started being, like, really shitty towards my mom. Mm. He started really being shitty towards my sister. And then he brainwashed me to, like, hate them.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. because my mom was asking for a divorce. So then he, like, really got in my freaking head to, like, really hate my mom. And then, yeah, like, just, you know, he would play fucking games. Like, he would take the keys from my car away if I didn't listen to him. And then I just couldn't fucking take it anymore. And one day, like, I forget what it was that, like, got us into the fight. But I decked him in the face and it felt so fucking good that I couldn't stop.
Hmm.
And yeah, he ended up like going to the hospital and
did
I joined the Marines right after because I mean he was kicking me out of the house.
Mm. Also, now you remember.
What do you mean now that I remember?
Why you were having the fight?
Well, no, I forgot what started the fight. There's so many times me and my dad ever got into a fight, but I forget exactly what it was.
We might want to be gentle on this one, Jessica, okay? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you can tap dance around a little.
Hey, I'm getting shirts that say...
You already called my dad a camel spider, so...
Well, I'm going to make shirts that say my mom's a crackhead. So, hey, we got to laugh about this dumb shit.
Yeah, they're from the same region, okay? Yeah. She got the crack from the same region, bro.
So, did you get in trouble by the police? Did he press charges?
Well, my dad didn't, and my mom, no, nobody really did. We don't really call the cops. Arabs don't really call cops or anything. But yeah, man, he was just a fucking piece of shit. And the thing is, he kicked me out, and he was kicking me out of the house, and then he told me, join the Marines. If you can't follow my rules, maybe you can follow theirs. And then... one thing led to another. He let his hand on me, and I fucking hit him. And, man, it felt really fucking good.
But I have a problem with this because he's like, I don't know what happened to start the fight. I don't know what happened. And he's just recollecting right now, and it's pretty clear that what started the fight was that he was kicking you out.
No,
that,
well, that no, no, he was else. Kicking me out, but I forgot what it was that started the actual you're getting
argument.
Out. Yeah. Because there were so many things, because at that time I was very defiant with my dad. I was already, like, 19. You know, it was a year after high school. He was already treating me like a little kid. I had, like, fucking crazy curfews. And he would oh, you don't do this, I'm taking the car away. And it's like, what, fuck you, you know? So like the Marines seemed like a fucking vacation. And then like after I like, you know, after that moment, I just didn't really want to be going home anymore. He already, you know, I'm already out of the fucking house. And then I just went to the recruiting station the next day and I fucking signed up. And then my best friend tried to talk me out of it and got him to sign up with me.
All right.
You had to bring somebody down with you, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. You know, that happens to a lot of people. You know, I know a lot of guys that had, you know, fights with their fathers in that similar way.
And what, they joined the military afterwards?
They didn't join the military. They mostly got in rock bands, but it takes a special fella to join the military.
That's hilarious.
But I'm sure a bunch of people do. I'm sure that's how, you know, that's how.
I mean, I only joined the Marines because he told me.
Yeah.
He put that in my brain and I literally.
And you were like, oh, that's freedom.
That's how I looked at it. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
I was the only one in boot camp happy to be there.
Yeah.
Because my dad wasn't there. It's like boot camp was a vacation. You know?
Wow. Do you ever regret doing that, joining the Marines?
No. No.
Yeah.
No. I was lucky, too. I joined during the Clinton administration, so nothing happened.
Pussy.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Clinton wasn't dropping bombs. He was dropping loads.
And so did you and your dad ever make up after that? Or
what's that?
Did you and your father ever make up after that? Or?
I still don't talk to my dad.
Yeah.
Like since
and the
then?
Thing is, well, no, I mean, we tried connecting since then, but then it just confirmed that he's still a piece of shit. Nothing. He never grew, you know, he never grew out of it, so.
Hmm. Oh. David, any questions?
I mean, you said he went to the hospital. He wasn't in the hospital. He just went for a quick little, you're okay. Like, how bad was the beating?
That's a good question.
Oh, really good question, David.
It was fucking bad, bro. It was bad. You know, my dad's like older.
How old was your dad at the time?
Yeah, how much older is he than you?
What is he, 32 years older than me?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Right? He was 32 when I was born. So at the time.
So yeah, he's in like his 40s.
No, so if I was 20.
Or maybe 50.
He was like 52, 52, 53.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was anybody else in the house?
Yeah. My mom, my sister, the cat.
Did anybody try to stop you?
I'm going to say my dad, though, was a asshole and an alcoholic and an abuser. And I'm going to say he probably was at his strongest in his 40s and 50s. He could still beat some bitches. And I mean women, bitches.
So am I the bitch in the story? What the fuck is going on here, bro? You already called me short. And it's like, come on.
I mean, in this instance, I'm just saying my dad still had it. So, I mean, now he's in his 70s. He ain't got it.
Yeah.
Bro, 19 is peak testosterone.
Was he shocked when it happened? Like that must have been.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, yeah. I kind of like blacked out. I remember my sister and my mom trying to like whatever, but I'd like lost it.
Uh-huh. What did your mom say about it afterwards?
I like didn't like. We avoid shit in our family.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like in Arab families, you just like. Yeah, it's better to be like, that didn't happen, right? That didn't happen.
That yeah, didn't. I know. My family was the same way too.
Because a lot of the hiding is hiding it from everyone else, right? Like if you don't say anything, like then it didn't happen, then okay, then no one else would know. Because honestly, what Arab families care about more is about what the neighbors think.
Yeah, that's the same.
They don't give a shit about, like, you know.
Southern families, too. Trust me.
Same shit, right?
Yeah, it's all about keeping up appearances.
Yes, keeping up appearances. The family name.
Mm-hmm. It's boot camp.
We're a meth family here, God damn it.
All right.
Yeah, no more questions for me.
Any more questions? What we're going to have is David.
You're all right, bro.
Yeah, it's a lot to think about. I mean, that's a heavy story. You don't want to punch around that story too much as you know.
But that could be around that story.
You know punch around it.
Yeah,
you don't want to kick that story's ass
yeah,
to the hospital.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Ass,
you don't want to
This show
be...
sucks.
No.
So,
but you never answered the question. Did he stay in the hospital or was it like just an emergency room visit and he got...
Listen, I joined the Marines. Like, I was, like, gone within a couple of weeks, like 3 weeks or
but
so.
But that night, you slept at home that night, though.
I
and he came home,
I stayed at my friend's house.
Okay.
Look, I sat at my friend's house, Nick, who had like a broken family too, so it was very easy to like just, hey, I'm staying with you now. Cool. He's like, yeah. Mom didn't care.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
I remember when you were here before, I think we felt the same way because I think when he was telling that stolen valor story, you know what I mean?
This is stolen valor.
This is, yeah.
This whole fucking show is stolen valor. I'm gonna leave this place feeling so guilty for nothing. For nothing. Hey, come here in life and then, you piece of shit.
So this is a pretty good strategy.
Okay, right.
One story is outlandishly crazy and nearly impossible. Uh-huh. The other story is very believable from a writer's perspective, the whole improbable possibilities versus probable impossibilities.
With my life.
And a story that we kind of don't want to poke holes in because it's so close to home, but it's much more believable.
Mm-hmm.
So one crazy story that's probably false, and then a true story that we don't really want to touch on. But this guy literally lied about going to war.
Yeah, so he'll lie about anything.
We might finish this and he'd be like, no, I love my dad.
I did not lie about going to war. I never lied about going to war.
On the show.
It's a show about lying.
Right, on the show. I just forgot those three words. On the show.
Guilty I feel.
So he would lie about something.
I hate you motherfuckers right now.
He would lie about something really sensitive like that. He's
not above it at all.
That's what I'm saying. He could end up leaving this and being like, me and my dad are super close. He was always a great father.
No, he's a piece of shit.
Well, for this moment.
But you said he started off.
I even have a new bit about him in my stand up, and it's great.
All right, so why don't we have David recap the stories?
It's pretty quick. So Mike's lion ass said he was walking across the street. One of his friends was revving an engine in a Monte Carlo. They kind of had this little standoff. The car hit him. He went through the windshield, rolled off somehow without a scratch.
Not one fucking scratch.
But he didn't go through the windshield. He just rolled.
Well, he originally said, I went through the windshield. And
but
then
I kind of did, if you think about it.
He went through and then it bounced him off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. All right. And that the way that's built, it makes sense. It's kind of like a net. It would like, you know. Uh-huh. But so it is possible
but
to go
through.
But
you've seen windshields like that, right? In cars that have been like hit or whatever, you see the windshield will just be intact. It'll be shattered. Right.
Like there's glue on the inside of it.
No, because there's plastic. There's like a sheet of plastic in between when they build it and stuff.
Okay, all right.
He really wants us to believe that one. Look but at this.
I'm from Detroit. I'm from the Motor City. I know these things.
Okay. All right.
The second story is Mike and his dad got into a fight. He was being kicked out. He beat up his dad and sent him to the hospital. And then the next day he joined the Marines.
No, not the next day.
He did say the next day.
But
he can't just the next go day. In there.
I said he joined. I said
that
joined.
That disappointed me.
But then
I thought I was just going to go right away.
Yeah. So how long did it take before you got to the Marines? Yeah, he joined that day.
It took literally 3.5-4 weeks, I think.
Ooh. The idea. Said 2 weeks the first time.
Well, no, about two to three weeks. Usually, I can't remember exactly, man. Like the process takes about at least maybe 3 weeks.
Wow. Listen,
Is it possible they're both bullshit?
Hold on. I thought I was going to leave right away. I thought it was going to be a sign up and you get on a plane and you go, but nope, you got to do your fucking, you got to go to that place. You got to do the duck walk in front of the guy. You got to do your whole physical. Are you colorblind? Do you want to commit suicide?
Mips.
Have you thought of, that whole thing. And that shit took 2 fucking weeks.
That's when you get your job. That's when they really screw you.
Yeah. Or when you ask for the job that you want.
They tire you out all day and then you're like, fine, just give me whatever job.
And then they swear you in, right? And then they swear you in. And then if I'm not mistaken, after they swore me in, then they said, okay, this is when your flight is. And I think the flight was probably like maybe a week after that or 5 days after that. Then you went to the airport and you met the people that you were going to fly on the plane with. Then they gave the manila envelope to one person.
Well, I was on a bus, I think.
Yeah. Four
people. All right, so thank you for taking us down memory fucking lane.
Well, I'm just trying to like wrap my mind around, you know, it's been so long, so I kind of forget exactly how long it was until I signed up that I left.
Does anybody have any last minute questions? Because I think we should take a vote.
What color was the Monte Carlo?
Oh.
Why does that matter?
I think it was kind of like beige or like silver. What?
I was thinking beige too.
A lot of those Monte Carlos were that color. They were those regal colors, right? They were like gold, beige, gold. It's really hard to tell what colors they were.
All right. Okay. All right.
Regal.
Yeah.
Regal colors.
No, I can imagine it.
Trying to make people feel rich, but they're not.
All right, let's take a vote. Jessica, what are your thoughts? David, what are your thoughts?
Go ahead.
I have a hard time because I don't know. This is happening to me every show, though, so it might just be me. But I feel like I've heard the car story from you. And maybe I don't know if it's us hanging out outside or what, but it sounds so fucking familiar, and I don't know why.
So I mean, I told the story before.
I'm going to say that's true.
Because it's real.
And I'm going to say that the him beating up his dad is the lie. Dad beat up lie.
Okay. Tony?
Beating up dad was true, in my opinion. Going into a windshield was a lie, in my opinion.
Yeah, but it would be so what cute. You look like a little butterball going through the window.
God.
What? What?
Just the picture of you balling up like a little butterball.
I thought you were just thinking me fat. We've already established it's 1993. I wasn't that fat, okay, bro?
What do you think, David?
This one's pretty hard.
Yeah.
Jessica likes to throw us off, by the way. She's not on our side.
Oh, she's not?
No, she tries to screw us up every time.
For me.
She always says something.
No shit. No shit.
She says something at the last second. I'm from me?
I'm for me.
For me, yeah.
She said, I'm from me.
Okay.
Maryland? What the fuck?
I'm going to say the car is a lie. I just think there were more inconsistencies in the car story, and I think... A young man, your dad's an immigrant, right? He came?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear a lot. We've talked about that before on this show, that immigrant parents and their kids, they clash like so hardcore. To me, I could see that. It's more of a believable story that they would be fighting like that. So
yeah, that's what he wants to believe.
To me, there were more inconsistencies in the car story. So I think the car story's a lie.
How were there inconsistencies in the car stories?
Well, there was, because you started off by like you were thinking, it's 1993.
But you got to understand, it's like I'm trying to recollect you. Nobody remembers.
The more you try to say, it's like quicksand, bro.
But hold on,
it's getting worse.
Nobody remembers details that far out like that. Like, oh, it happened on this year. It happened on this year.
I think, just to how like defensive you are.
As long as like you're making it worse, it's like quicksand.
I think you did beat the shit out of your dad.
Like a camel spider in quicksand.
Yeah. And not you.
He's from the same region.
Yeah. Okay.
Call back.
So I think the first story is the lie.
Yep.
God, it's so hard.
So me, Tony, and Felicia all say that the getting hit by the car is the lie.
And I say, and the Jess dad says, is the dad beating up his dad is a lie.
So, which story is the lie?
No Middle Eastern son's gonna beat the shit out of their dad.
Damn it! Exactly! Bam!
Have you really heard that story?
Like a white boy? Like I'm a white boy. That's white boy shit. What the fuck are you talking about?
That it did sound so familiar, funny. And in my head, damn I was thinking you. He ain't
wow.
Stolen valor. Well, you stolen valor.
That was the one thing that almost made me change my mind is that he would lie about something so dark. And deep. Wait, so you actually got hit by a car?
Bro, that thing is a real story.
Damn.
Wow.
I have the people to corroborate it. I can call people up right now.
We should go back on the other episode. My buddy Turkey. See if he told that story.
Not only that, I might have.
That's what I'm thinking.
I might have told
you that
story
was the true story,
one.
And then the war was the
and the war was the fake one. Wow. Last time, wow. But I might be wrong.
I might have told this story again too because it's such a crazy story.
Yeah.
It seems like a fucking lie. It doesn't make sense.
People to go back and watch old episodes.
And let me tell you something.
There you go, Tony.
Let me tell you something. Not one fucking scratch.
Right. Yeah, wow.
It doesn't. Crazy. None of it makes sense. That's why, like, quantum immortality. Like, that's the moment where that thing is real.
Sure, sure.
But hold on.
But it's probably not.
Everything about how I flew into that windshield helped me because I was curled up like a ball. Right. I was like this, and it clipped me. And when it clipped me, it sent me sideways. Right. And only my upper back hit the windshield.
Wow.
My head didn't hit anything. Because I was curled up, I was so lucky. So by the time that thing stopped and rolled me off, all I hit was windshield. All I hit
you
was windshield.
Rolled and
Yeah, I kind of roly-poly, but it's
and smart. The windshield, just because it's got that glue in it, it just kind of took your impact
and then like, rolled me off. Yeah. And wow. And listen, people say, thank God. No, fuck that. Thank engineers, bro.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Agreed.
Thank engineers. I mean,
for sure. Is your dad actually a piece of shit or do you have a good relationship?
Oh, okay. Oh, no, my dad's a piece of shit. Okay. And, you know, like, I did join the Marines to get away from him, but I didn't beat the shit out of him at all. There's no way. I mean,
I think been killed.
During that day, what actually did happen is he hit me, then I put one fist to his face. And as soon as I hit his face, I got all this guilt and I just curled up in a ball. And then my dad just started fucking like wailing on me. And, wow. And then he kicked me out of the house.
That's your go-to when you feel threatened is to curl
up. Ball. Yeah, to go up and do a ball.
If you hit your dad.
Well, you did that.
Or if you're being hit by a car.
Yeah.
Or if you're being hit by a car. That's just your instinct.
Yes, your instinct is to ball up.
Well, the ball up thing was really because I had such good jumping abilities. I thought I was going to clear the hood. So my calculation.
See, that's the
was,
thing. He does have grandiose thinking, so that's another reason why you. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Not only that, like you're very like young, egotistical.
Yeah.
You know, you think way nothing too highly of yourself. Yeah. Like you. I thought I was indestructible, but in that last minute when I realized I wasn't gonna get it, that's what made me put my feet up, and honestly, that's what saved my life.
So, did that guy ever apologize to you?
No.
Okay.
Wow. No, he never apologized. He was just like he was so scared. That he hit someone, he was afraid that I was going to sue him.
Yeah.
So he wanted to try to change the energy amongst everyone who's witnessing it. Does that make sense? He was trying to play
that's exactly what you're talking about.
He was trying to play that game, you know?
Yeah. So can you believe this fool hit my car?
Yeah. What high school?
Oh, and then he tried to come after me and be like, you got to pay for my windshield. I'm like, nah.
What high school did you go to?
And then he goes, I'll take you to court. And I'm like, great. I'll just tell people that you ran me over. What the fuck you want to do? You know?
The question was asked, what high school?
Yeah, what high school?
Fortson?
What does that do for you?
I lived in Michigan. I might know it, but I've never heard of it.
Well, let me ask you this, Mike. What do you have coming up that you would like people to know? Or do you have some good shows starting probably around January, February that you want
to
pitch?
I need to start booking some more shows. I have been really focused on building my Instagram, which has been great. But if this is going to come out in January, I will be at Comedy Heights January 13th and 14th, Bay Bridge Brewing in...
Those are fun shows.
That's a fun show. So yeah. Bay Bridge Brewing on the 13th, and then I'll be at Twigs Coffee House.
That's also San Diego.
In San Diego. And
Twigs, perfect for a tiny guy. Go check him out.
Yeah, and then Laughs Unlimited... Twigs is great. You should definitely come to the Twigs show. It's one of my favorite rooms. It's a really good room.
It's a cool room.
And then also I'll be at Laughs Unlimited the weekend in February 17th and 18th in Sacramento. But follow me, mike from detroit.com. I'm going to be booking a new tour starting today, so more dates are coming.
All right, nice. Great. David, what do you have coming up?
Just follow me on everything. I'm David C. Smalley. It's my website as well as Instagram and TikTok. I keep all my travel dates, all my show dates on the website.
Okay, same, wonderful. Same. Jessica?
Follow me on at Jess Wellington 2 on everything. That's all.
All right, and I'm Felicia Michaels. You can follow me at Felicia Michaels on everything across the board. And I do have a show called Age Against the Machine, so check that out. It's one Monday out of the month here at the Comedy Store. And that's it.
Oh, one more. Public Yemeni number one podcast. Find me. Public Yemeni
perfect.
Number one.
You don't get the last word on my podcast.
Then you do.
Wow.
And you have been lied to.
So yes, you have.
What?
I was saying, say yes, you have. So you can
don't
get the
do
last word.
Don't do it.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Fuck her. Do it. Do it. Come on.
I'll daddy you.
Fuck this show.